Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Post Malone was spotted doing beer bongs and throwing thousands of dollars into the crowd at a club in a Miami club called 11 on Saturday night. Dude.
Okay, so now if you ask the question, who would you want to party with, I'd say Post Malone is the number one pick for me.
Yeah, he's had a couple of good binges right here.
He loves Olive Garden, and he loves to party.
And he has his own Crocs.
Okay, now I'm out.
Oh, okay. He was doing so well.
Yeah, everything was going so well until he did his own Crocs.
Okay, you know that you've got the rock star lifestyle when you show up at 2 a.m. to the club. Then he takes the stage with a cooler filled with $50,000 in singles.
Wait, so he shows up in a cooler of money?
Yes.
I don't know why. I think it's just so stupid. Oh. It's awesome.
And he made it rain as he reformed his hits, including Rockstar. And he did that, making it rain. Then he heads to a VIP table, had his massive entourage.
It's funny, though, because he's got all that money, and he shows up at 2 in the morning. And here, that would be closing time. But I'd imagine in Miami, it's like New York, where the bars and clubs are open until like 4 or 5 in the morning.
See, that's what I love about those places. I really do.
Yeah, because you want to stay out that late.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, when I don't have to get up for work, I'm a night owl. I hate it. I hate the 2 hours.
Yeah, you are the one at our radio conventions that's usually at the bar until the entire staff's like, sir, can you please leave? We need to close this place.
Yeah, I'm a late riser. If I could get up at noon every day, I would. That would be my life, man. People at the club said that Post Malone, he and his whole crew couldn't have been nicer, and that he was doing beer bongs himself and passed it around.
That's not helping his hip-hop cred, though. No. He's like, he's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
Came out, hung out with us. We drank a bunch of beer. He gave us a bunch of money.
Party till 5 a.m., dude. So they were there for 3 hours, which, isn't a long time for one place, it is. But they probably were just getting after it the entire night. Oh, that's so cool. And it isn't the first time that he's been in the news for this. I guess last week there were reports in the New York Post that he was playing stripper beer bong at a New York City gentleman's club called Flash Dancers.
Beer pong?
What do they got?
Beer pong.
Oh, beer pong, yes. Okay. Beer pong, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, dude, how cool is this guy? He's just like hanging at the strip clubs, enjoying life.
So, if he loses, he has to take his clothes off?
Oh, no.
Well,
I hope he's really good at beer pong.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to a gentleman's club with Post Malone. He's like, yo, we're going to convince the girls to play stripper beer pong. Are you in? I'm like, how good are you at this game? Because I'm not that great at it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Or either that, you go to the girls and go, can you please throw this? I mean, look, we're at a strip club.
Right.
We don't want to see him naked.
The point is to see you naked, him.
We really don't want to see
him. The more
him
naked done. You are, the more money you'll get from my friend Post and his cooler of $1 bills.
$50,000 in ones that he had in a cooler.
I mean, look at this guy. He's having a good time. He treats people well. He parties till late at night. He plays stripper beer pong. He helps some old guy by the name of Ozzy Osbourne become successful.
You're right. Thank God for that.
I mean, he's really helping so many people out. Strippers and old men that really had no future.
Yeah.
Until he met them.
I mean, who knows what Ozzy would be doing, this poor guy. Probably on Social Security.
Yeah, I never heard of this dude.
Yeah. See, man, that Post Malone, he is a godsend.
He's a national treasure.
That's what he is.
Or treasure.
Yeah, he's a treasure.
Treasure.
Apparently, I feel like he must really love beer pong because he even played it with Jimmy Fallon on his show.
Yeah. Oh,
he
okay.
Beer pong.
All right. Yeah, it's.
I think it's his thing.
Good for him, man. It's good that you, and no, No excuses. Just look, I like going to strip clubs. That's what I'm going to do.
And someone says, I'm not even a fan of Post Malone, but his collaboration with Ozzy Osbourne is pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new record's pretty good. I only listened to it because of the Ozzy song. I'm like, gosh, you know, I liked some of his earlier stuff, but not trying to sound like I'm an old school old Post Malone fan. But then I was just like, okay, I'm a little oversaturated with Post Malone's music. And then I listened to that record just solely to hear Ozzy's song, but then I ended up listening to the entire record. And I was like, you know what? This guy put out a good, I mean, for what he does, it's not typically my style of music, but I really dug it.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
some poppy songs on there.
That's a good review from you.
Ain't that bad.
Hey.
Two thumbs up.
Not Mike Guppa, but you know what? Ain't that bad. I'd like to take a moment to just to quickly mention that yesterday I lost somebody who was very important in my life. And I want to thank my buddy Satien, who a lot of folks know. I did a lot of seminar work with Satien. He's one of my brothers up in Canada. Done a lot of, I think my life has turned around because of knowing Satien. And Satien introduced me to this gentleman who just passed away, Diego Palma. He was the shaman that did my ayahuasca ceremonies that I did back in 2006. Diego was amazing. I mean, it was a trippy thing for me to think that I would go into the Amazon, go to Peru to go do this thing, which I don't know why my brain told me I should go do it when Satien brought up, hey, we're taking a trip to Peru to do ayahuasca. Anybody interested? And then my mind goes, yes. And I'm like, why? I don't want to go in the jungle. I am not into hallucinogenics. What is happening?
Which was crazy because when you told us, it was like right when we started here at KISW, like a couple months, maybe not even a month after we started, you were like, I need X amount of time. I'm off because I'm going to Peru to the Machu Picchu trail, and I'm going to do ayahuasca. And I'm like, none of this makes sense.
None of it made sense to me either. But it really was like, you know, sometimes you have a calling. Sometimes you go, I don't know why, I just have to do this. And as it turns out, it was perhaps one of the most profound moments of my life. I point back to that day and I realized, well, at that moment, that time, that was when I turned a corner and saw, if you will, a better future for myself, a happier future for me as far as just living as a human being. And Diego was he was such an amazing part of that.
Looks like a young dude.
Dude, he had cancer.
Oh.
And he was a kind man, a terrific shaman. I mean, sometimes when you do these ayahuasca ceremonies, it is so important to have the right kind of vibe, the right person, the caring. And he and his whole staff were amazing. And there are other people that have done ayahuasca that have told me they've had tougher times. And it's like, well, I get it. You know, you've got to do it in the right environment. And between Satien and Diego, they really created a great environment to be able to do this. It was very spiritual. Wasn't about getting high. And for me, it was super healing. And a lot of people experience that. And I do believe it was because of Diego. Diego was an expert in ayahuasca ceremonies. And
He's a musician as well. I mean, yeah. He's got some albums out that are there. I mean, obviously, it seems like very inspired by ayahuasca.
Oh, he played.
One song called Madre Ayahuasca.
Yeah, that's Mother Ayahuasca. He played while we were basically in the ceremony.
Hmm.
Oh, dude, it was really amazing.
How old was he?
I don't think he's... I feel like he couldn't have been much older than 50.
Yeah, I mean,
55 years old. I mean, if he was older than that, then that just, well, hey, the ayahuasca did right by him because he did look amazingly young. He was a great, kind man. The whole gang that he hung out with and his crew, they were just all really, you know, they lived in a country, didn't have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they really didn't have a lot, but man, they were just content. Then this kind, it was it was amazing.
What more do you need? I mean, not to get super like hippy dippy, but I mean, you got a good circle of friends. You're happy. You're making music.
Yeah,
you've got all the things that you're probably passionate about. I mean, yeah, maybe you don't have the new iPhone, but do you really need that? Like, do you need these like sometimes ridiculous gadgets that we all obsess over? Or did he have the right thing? I mean, he had the right circle of people in his life.
Yeah, he really did. And he was basically making a living off of his spirituality. It's something that he thought was really special to him, his connection to God. And he was a great guy, just a wonderful, wonderful man. So it did bring a tear to my eye, but I feel like, you know what, that dude's still journeying. You know, I don't know where he is, where he's going. So I put a nice little a quote from one of his dear friends, and I put it on my Facebook page, and you can read it if you want to learn more about him. Or if you're a person that knew him and didn't know that he passed, Diego Palma, yeah, just a great, great man and really powerful in my life. And it's just one of the kindest beings I've ever met.
Yeah, put up with you. Having an accident.
Oh,
walking around Peru without pants.
Didn't you soil yourself or something?
Oh, no,
like
that was, he didn't get to see that. That was the first week. How, you know, Steve, it is interesting. The first week.
Tribute.
Yeah. The first week when I was in Peru, because we were there for 2 weeks. The first week, I had all sorts of problems.
Yeah.
Everyone expected me to be a mess during the ayahuasca ceremony because you'll have, you know, people have you have a throw-up bucket. Everybody gets one when you start to do the ceremony. Other people need to go to the bathroom or they need to sit on that bucket because it can go the other way.
Just didn't sit well with them.
Dude, didn't bother me at all either way. I was one of the only, I was the only person in my group that we went that did not throw up. Everybody did. And I didn't. And people were like...
Which is funny because you're like, you don't want to do shots. Because
yeah.
I'm not saying shots are on the level of ayahuasca. But you know what I mean, though? Like, you aren't someone that has just an iron stomach.
Yeah, I know. It was the most bizarre thing because I didn't have an iron stomach for the first week. I mean, I was... was I in trouble. Yeah, it was not good. So not good. Well, here's something that's not good. Will Smith. Do you think anyone's going to let him make a movie again? I can't think of the last movie that he did that actually did well or
Men
was criticized well. Men in Black's a long time ago, Steve.
Like, oh, no, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Hancock.
I don't know. How well did Hancock do? Did it do okay? I mean, I thought it was an okay movie, but dude, Gemini Man was supposed to be a big deal, a huge deal, and it wasn't. And it's officially a bomb. It's only made $36.3 million in 2 weeks. It's made, you know, another 82.2 abroad. It's, you know, so that's a little under 120 million, but it costs about 140 million to produce and another 100 million in marketing, which is what Kevin Smith has told us, that when we see these price tags for these movies, almost half of it goes to marketing and not to making the movie itself. So that is $240 million, and they have, they've only made 118.
Hancock only made was 41% on Rotten Tomatoes, audience score of 59. And if you look at all the movies that he's been a part of, whether producer, actor, the last one that had any kind of positive rating was Men in Black 3 with a 68%.
Yeah, I'm looking at this. I joked about Men in Black, and it seems like that was his last hurrah, which, I mean...
Yeah, I forgot he was in Men in Black 3, which was a little bit more recent.
He's got the Bad Boys movie coming out next year. Maybe that'll do something.
Hopefully that'll be something. But yeah, he's just not doing it.
Suicide Squad. I mean, that was super successful, right? I mean,
yeah, of course.
Technically, it was. They made a lot of money, but it wasn't a good movie.
Concussion. That was a good movie, though.
That was a heavy movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I forgot he made that. Yeah, I haven't seen that yet, but I heard it got well reviewed.
It's a really good film.
He was also the genie in Aladdin.
Which, how, see, that
57%.
Yeah, that didn't get reviewed well.
But I'm looking on Box Office Mojo, and it made a good amount of money.
It's a kids movie, so you're going to have all the kids flocking to it.
I mean, you're not wrong there either.
He also did that Netflix movie Bright. Did you watch that?
That was okay, yeah.
It was 27% on Tomatoes.
Yeah, it was
okay.
That's about right there.
Dude, I didn't realize that. He's been in a lot of clunkers recently. Mm-hmm.
Like, he really, really has.
He's been riding high on his name. Because I just assume in my head that he's just one of the most bankable Hollywood stars because he used to be. But he really hasn't been for a while.
No, and I would argue that Aladdin itself is what sold that, not so much that he was in it.
Yeah, he's not hurting for money, though. $300 million is his net worth.
Well, sure, he got paid. I'm sure he got paid a lot of money for Gemini Man. And it was a great concept. I love the previews look good, but then I saw the reviews and I was like, I'm going to wait till it comes out on demand before I watch it at all.
I didn't know he was an executive producer for Cobra Kai, the YouTube the television show.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah,
that's something.
Kid thing. Yeah.
All right, well, that was a nice thing. I mean, that worked out well.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not really like, you know, I mean, no one's going to be like, wow, Will Smith, he's crushing it.
I know, I'm with you, dude. I'm trying to be positive, but you're absolutely right.
Wow, I did not realize that he really hasn't done much. At first, he was just cranking them out. Like, everything he did was good.
Yeah, and since you brought up Cobra Kai, it gave me a flash of memory. I just want to tell people that care, because I didn't even realize it, but that great show Impulse about the girl that can jump around, like, you know, which was the, what was the Jumper movie that, basically it's a remake of Jumper into a TV show by the same producer that said, I screwed that movie up and I want to make a better show. And it was a big hit on YouTube Premium.
Huh.
And season two just started, so if you care, I do.
Some people are saying, hey, Jaden, his son is holding the family up right now.
Yeah. Okay.
He's doing well in music, which is kind of funny. He's following after his dad. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
A song called Icon, which is just awesome.
Oh, I haven't heard that. I'll have to check that out.
I have a new roommate, and she was playing him. I'm like, what is this? I actually really dig in. She's like, it's Jaden Smith. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's actually pretty awesome. And he makes references to anime characters.
Yeah, because that's similar to me. D. Ted Smith, he's like, hey, don't look at the video. Just listen to the song and tell me what you think of it. And he plays. I'm like, that song's great. He's like, guess who it is? I had no idea. And he's like, it's Jaden Smith. I'm like, oh, shut up.
Wow.
And then that song was used in the last Creed movie. That was like originally what Creed was coming out to. And I was just like, man, that was a great choice for a song.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for Jaden Smith.
So he's keeping the family together.
Yeah, someone's got to. Do you want to get your partner in the mood? Are you looking to do that? Is that something you want to do? Well, here's something new. They're saying, to get your partner in the mood, watch a horror movie together. That's a horror movie together.
Oh.
I'll tell you why at 8:17.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On The Rock.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. According to an intimacy coach, don't tell Bill Maher, but you can have sorts of therapeutic intervention that will be helpful in your life.
Oh.
It was just a great interview between him and Howard Stern where he was giving Howard a little bit of crap for going to therapy and calling it a scam. And Howard shut him down. It's like, no, dude.
I mean, Bill Maher, how do you call something a scam if it's working for people?
Bill Maher is just showing up as an idiot these days. I used to love that guy, but more and more, I don't know what has happened to him. Maybe he's always been an idiot, and I'm just finally realizing it. But
maybe he's better at hiding it at some point.
Yeah, maybe so. But there is an intimacy coach. Her name is Leah Holmgren, and she says if you watch horror movies, that's the scary movies, it'll actually increase your chances of having sex. She says there's a study where some women watched men walk across a rickety bridge, some men walk across a sturdier bridge, and the women were far more attracted to the men who took the more dangerous walk. So there's something that they call misattribution of arousal, where we connect fear and sex.
Well, think about all those old stories of people going to the movie theaters to see a horror film because they knew that, like, at some point their significant other would scream and then grab them, and then it would create that intimate moment that they maybe weren't having at first.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but that's a good reason to bring. Yeah, it makes sense.
And that's not, I mean, if I want to sleep on the couch, then I would introduce some horror films to our viewing habits, because my wife is not about horror films.
Isn't that interesting that, yeah, I mean, granted, there's always an exception to the rule. Vicky's the same way.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Not a single, Zombieland, I almost, remember that movie?
Yeah. It was, and plus the new one's out, Double Tap.
Right. I remember convincing, like, it's not a horror film. It's just a funny movie that's a spoof on horror films. But the first scene is kind of.
Yeah,
more intense than, for most people would probably be like, whatever, but for her, not being a horror movie fan, she looks at me like, what the hell did you get me into?
That's exactly what happened with me. Like, I started watching it, I'm like, oh, it's not a horror movie, I've been told, and the first scene got me, and I had to pause it and wait for my boyfriend at the time to get home to watch it together, because I couldn't.
Like, for example, I'm gonna interview CM Punk, the former wrestler.
Oh yeah,
he's now in a horror film, he's doing a movie that he's promoting, so I'm gonna interview him for my wrestling podcast, and he has this movie called The Girl on the Third Floor that's coming out, and it's a horror film, and I'm like, babe, I got a screener for it. I need to watch it before I do the interview. And she's like, I don't know. Watch the trailer and let me know. And I watched the trailer. I'm like, oh my gosh, no.
Nope.
Like, I'm kind of scared to watch this movie.
Nice.
It looks pretty intense.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know what? I got to find a time when you're like falling asleep where I can watch it, because there's no chance you're going to want to watch this movie.
It is funny. Yeah, but you have it when it comes to things like that. And that. Really, you guys, your wife and Vicky are the exceptions. More people seem to really like make that misattribution of arousal, where like the fear turns into sex for them. And what a great idea. Not for my wife, though. She's not a fan of those movies either.
Plus, the best part about this movie, I watched the trailer. It's about a guy who's trying to like renovate this old house for his family. And apparently the house is haunted.
Oh, boy. Oh.
But his wife is pregnant. So I'm like, yeah, there's no way. Like,
oh,
this is,
that's too close.
Too close.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And apparently, according to the trailer, like he gets tempted by this woman, like this younger woman, but like it's like a ghost woman. And,
oh, boy.
And then S goes down.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, like this is just asking for a nightmare to be made.
Yeah, you don't want to worry. Those ghost women cannot be trusted.
No,
yeah.
They're just, I mean, they're putting the horror in horror.
Yeah.
Wow. That should be the tagline.
Putting the horror in horror.
But I got to say, he looks pretty good in the movie. Like, for a guy that's not typically known for acting, I mean, you know, wrestling, you definitely have to have some acting chops for what you're doing because it's a performance. But, I mean, the film looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy for him, dude. He's a good dude, CM Punk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's say, well, hopefully the movie does well.
I was like, why couldn't he just do like a fun comedy?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I mean, you know what? Yeah. This is making it difficult.
People
for me to
love
watch.
To do that, though. Like, people, when they go on The Walking Dead, they hope that they get killed so they can be made into zombies, which is the most horrific characters on the show. But it's just, they love that.
Which, funny enough, I would love to be a zombie on a show. I just can't, I wouldn't be able to watch the show.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
And is it Angela Chang? Kang?
Kang.
It's Kang. Angela, yeah. And so Angela Kang is the new showrunner for The Walking Dead, and she's introducing the scary element into the show, like the horror element. Mm-hmm. And it really has, the show, this season and last season, they have felt different because the characters, it's almost like, you know, you're feeling like you're watching Alien, the way that they're setting up these scenes, and you don't know, people are like tripping out, people are sleep deprived.
Yeah.
And I like that vibe that they're giving the show.
Yeah, that's a show that I've always been interested in checking out, but
oh, you can never check it out.
No, and I don't have the time to be able to watch it on my own time because my own time is meant for watching wrestling.
I wonder if The Walking Dead also is something that if people watch that, they get scared and it makes them more attracted to each other sexually, like this article
probably
says.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, I can see that.
See, to me, that's disgusting. I don't know
it's
why.
Super gory and nasty, yeah. And you got like zombies eating faces and such.
Yeah. So. See, to me, it's like, I mean, it doesn't put me off my dinner, but you know, as far as, you know, sex.
We watched the last episode last night during dinner, and I'm like, you know what? This is starting with face eating. I'm going to put off on my dinner for a little bit.
But the weird part is my wife has no problem watching the Dr. Pimple Poppers and, like, any of these, like,
what is that
like,
about?
Real life. Like, I can't handle seeing that kind of stuff where people's arms are being cut.
No, not real stuff.
Right. Like, she's got no problem with that. That doesn't freak her out. But there's this, once you put it into a movie and add some scary music, like, if Dr. Pimple Popper had scary music under it, she'd be like, I'm out.
I think it's the idea of like watching pimples are actually just super soothing and relaxing. I can't explain why.
What about cutting somebody's arm off? Do you watch
that too? I don't watch that. Okay.
But you can watch a zit being popped.
I can watch a zit being popped.
Yeah, that's
the satisfaction of it getting fixed.
See, that's got to be biological.
But I think with horror movies and stuff, like what if it really happens? What if, you know, weird satanic zombies happen? I don't know.
Some weird thing is not coming out of your walls.
Or what if like a hostel situation happens where I get kidnapped?
Don't stay at a hostel. You probably.
See, Steve's got it all. He's got it covered for
Airbnb.
You. Anything you need.
Then they're going to come out the Airbnb hostels.
Watch the hotels.
Yeah, watch that guy go commercial. Just hop in the car. Don't get behind the big
dead
wall.
Airbnb.
Yeah.
Dead B&B.
That's the next one. That's what they got to do now instead of hostels.
Yeah. That's the good one right there.
Wow.
By the way, a real quick mention for a show called Watchmen on HBO, which is a continuation of the movie.
Have you seen it?
I have.
Oh, I still have to watch the first time.
Oh, yeah. I really liked it a lot.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked it a lot. I'm looking forward to watching this show as it comes out, and I'm glad it comes out weekly so I don't feel the pressure, honestly.
You don't have to binge it?
Yeah, and if you didn't watch the first movie, I don't think if you didn't watch the movie, doesn't matter. I don't think it really makes a difference. There's some Easter eggs in there for people that have, but you don't need to watch as a matter of fact, they don't even do it like a previously, unless, of course, my TV's
you can't confirm that. Yeah.
Can I confirm or deny that?
But anyway, at least on HBO, it looked like it launched right into the show.
I think you should be reading the whole comic book and then actually watching the movie again, and then you can see this series.
Well, you're really putting pressure on people.
Mm-hmm. I am.
Yeah, don't listen to Rev. You don't have to. You really don't. You don't. As a matter of fact, all the characters in the show that we get introduced to, I have never seen before, and I have done the stuff that Rev said. So either I've forgotten, or this is a brand new situation.
Oh, yeah, they're all brand new, but everything kind of relates to all of it.
What are we talking about again?
Watchmen.
Okay.
On HBO.
Don't listen to Rev. He's one of those guys
I don't want to listen to either of you talk about this show.
Oh, wow. I was going to try to tell you what it was about, but now forget it.
It's about men who watch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone has a theory about the whole why people like the pimple popper shows, but not horror films. Because a lot of people are saying, my wife loves popping pimples, but can't watch horror movies either. So it's just a Dr. Pimple Popper craze, and everything about it is like science and helping people, whereas horror, it's about hurting people, and there's a big emotional difference there.
Well, I know that, I mean, I know the female of species like to groom the male of a species. I mean, I think there's a lot of biology there, in my opinion. And that's, I think, why women don't mind that. Whereas I don't even want to groom myself. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. I gross myself out and go, I'm just going to leave that part of me alone. I don't even know what's going on over there.
Someone's upset with me. They said, you said it was going to be cloudy and no rain, Steve. It's pouring here in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Did you really say it was cloudy with no rain?
Well, it was supposed to be. That's what my damn app told me. Oh, I'm the liar.
Dude, seriously, your app told you that? Everyone's been saying maybe tomorrow is a good day, but today is nothing.
Look at it. All clouds. All clouds. Nothing but clouds.
No raindrops under those clouds?
Let me check. I'm going to check my app.
I did the Google when I typed in Seattle weather. There's no rain.
Yeah, so look, what do you want from me? I'm the middleman.
Oh, look at this. Oh, on my Yahoo app, there's little drops falling as we speak.
I don't see it.
It says cloudy, but then also humidity 93%.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. 100% rain. And see that cloud with 100?
Okay, good. That's, your app is awesome.
Go to the, stop using whatever the stupid
I'm
app.
I'm not going to stop
and
using
don't believe
the
Google.
App. I'm not believing anyone anymore.
If you're going to report something to somebody, you got to use an accurate thing.
No, I'm on par with all the other weather people in this world. Wrong most of the time.
Wow.
Deal with it.
Wait, there's a guy that takes pride in his job.
It's Seattle. Just bring a hoodie with you wherever you go. Chances are you're going to get wet.
Oh, there you go.
Welcome to Seattle. Mm-hmm. You're going to get wet.
Okay. That should be on the, really.
I like that. That's a good slogan.
That should be on our license plates. You're going to get wet. Seattle. All right, they talked to 2,000 people. Here's what they said. Hey, man. Okay.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. If you could eat like a kid for a whole day with no consequences, what would you eat?
I would just fill my face up with whipped cream and just eat that.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Ooh. I was going for something with actual sustenance. I was saying chicken nuggets all the time.
Don't you already eat chicken nuggets all the time?
What's your point?
Okay.
I'm with you on chicken nuggets. It's such a great meal.
And you can just have different sauces for each time that you go. You're like, all right, for breakfast, I'll maybe go with the honey mustard. It's a little sweeter. For lunch, I'll go with the hot mustard. And for dinner, I'll go for regular yellow mustard.
But you're eating like a kid. Kids don't eat hot mustard.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you're going to have sweet and sour sauce.
Vicky's right. This is like eating like a kid.
And they have to be the dino chicken nuggets.
Ooh, yeah. Mm. Cool shapes.
I'm okay with that. So chicken nuggets and whipped cream, that's what I would want to eat.
Chicken nuggets, well, let's see. Well, here we got to give you the menu. We'll give you the menu of what kids do.
Okay.
Kids start out with yogurt for breakfast.
Like that one kid who had 18 things of yogurt?
Yeah, she's getting after it.
Wait, yogurt's like a preferred thing?
I guess so.
I think as a kid, maybe Go-Gurt.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
When I was a kid, we used to have the yogurt cups, and on top were sprinkles, and you peel it back and put the sprinkles in.
I remember that.
Super healthy.
Yeah, that's the kind of yogurt we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking like, you would go with like Apple Jacks or some kind of fun cereal.
A is for Apple, J is for Jacks. Cinnamon Toasty Apple Jacks.
They're
so
good.
Lucky Charms would be where I'd go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then pizza for lunch. I don't disagree with that.
No.
Yeah.
That's adult meal too.
And you'll love this, Steve. As a midday snack, ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah, baby.
What about waffles with ice cream for breakfast? I used to do that as a kid.
Oh, nice.
You did that. Waffles with ice cream? I don't think I ever tried that.
What you also do, you add like the strawberries with the syrup on it. With like the whole strawberries?
Oh. With the ice cream too?
Oh, yeah.
My mom would make waffles and then like three scoops of vanilla ice cream. And it was amazing.
Can your mom adopt me?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's awesome.
Hey, guess what you did that for dinner?
More ice cream?
More pizza.
Okay.
The dessert is different. The apple pie for dessert is what I guess the kids are doing.
I would have gone with a whole tower of cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Different flavors, all the different frostings and sprinkles.
I could go for that.
I'm trying to think of when I was a kid, the thing I would always go with is like the Neapolitan ice cream. I'd always, a little more heavy-handed on the strawberry part.
Same. Yep.
And then I'd get a bunch of pretzels, and I'd crumble them up and put them in the bowl and then swirl it until
fancy.
It was kind of a little melted.
You were making your own McFlurry.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That was my go-to almost every night as a kid.
Yeah. Mine were milkshakes. I'd make my own milkshakes. I was so fat as a kid.
It did bring the boys to the yard, so good for you.
It brought the LBs to the yard, too.
Yeah. A lot of them.
So bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches were also on the list, which is, I would say,
for dinner?
For breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah, and also ice cream is on the list for breakfast as well. So as we take a look at this, the average person would definitely do pizza twice. That's what they're saying. And this is what people would eat with the kids. So we know what the kids normally eat. So somehow the average American said they would do yogurt. So it's not so much what the kids are eating, but it's an available breakfast. So the top thing adults would eat would be yogurt, then pizza, then ice cream, then pizza, then apple pie.
I just like that pizza's in there more than once.
Yeah.
See, because I'd want pizza maybe for lunch, but then I want to eat like a giant cheeseburger with a huge plate of fries if I have no consequences.
That was one of the lunch ones, actually.
So many
people
fries.
Wanted burgers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fried chicken also on there for lunch.
Nice.
Now, for me, fried chicken was also there, pizza for dinner, but I like for dinner spaghetti and meatballs. That's also
on the list. When was the last time you had spaghetti and meatballs? It's been forever.
Yeah, man. It's so good.
I had some Swedish meatballs over the weekend.
Really?
Did
IKEA?
No.
I was like, how was it?
No, Bruce and Brody played that show at the Tulalip. They have Swedish meatballs as part of their buffet.
They do?
And they are next level good.
Why doesn't everybody have Swedish meatballs? I thought IKEA had like a contract or something, only they could serve them.
Like a good American, I had a two-plate experience, of course.
Good job, buddy.
Actually three, including dessert. And both plates, I made sure I had the Swedish meatballs and their chicken wings were so damn good.
Oh, this is a Tulalip's buffet.
Yes. Their buffets, no joke.
Okay.
We've been there before.
I know we have. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever had the Swedish meatballs when I was there.
I don't remember them being there, and I'm glad I tried them.
Man, now I want to go up there. It's a reason to go see Vicky. We'll say we're seeing Vicky, but we'll say, Vicky, we're going to come see you, but let's go meet at the buffet.
It's worth the drive.
Yes.
Well, for you.
Prime rib was
for
great.
For you? Because you're coming from Puyallup.
Yeah.
If you're saying that Marysville is worth the drive from Puyallup, then those got to be
not
really
Marysville.
Good.
To Tulalip Casino specifically.
And technically, it's in Tulalip, which is part of Marysville, but it is its own Tulalip.
Okay, you know what I'm saying. The fact that he drove from all the way down there to all the way up there, you half a geographical
goose. Get it right.
I was super happy with my decision for dinner. Yeah. My wife's like, what are you guys doing? Because we had to be there so early for like load-in. And I'm like, we're just killing time at the buffet. She's like, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Like, well, define terrible.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was
the best idea ever. Yeah. Just sat there, ate some, chilled, ate some more.
Yeah, man. They are living the dream because, you know, you have somebody keeping your line most of the time.
Not that night.
No, well, I mean, you deserve, look, you plus you probably worked it all off playing drums.
That's what I like to think.
Yeah. Damn.
I should have ran home from there. That would have helped probably to burn some of those calories. Why aren't you driving home? I need to work off some of that food I ate.
Yeah, those meatballs were something.
They were so good, dude.
Oh, damn it.
It's such an underrated version of a meatball.
I agree. I 100% agree. It was really the only reason why. I mean, look, IKEA's got fun stuff, but I would really just go for the meatballs. I would tell my wife, oh, let's just go look at the furniture. IKEA's got some great displays, but really I was going for the meatballs.
And it's been a while since I've had IKEA meatballs, but I contend that the Tulalip ones were better. I don't remember being this satisfied by meatballs at IKEA.
Well, all right. We need to go to IKEA, and it's still going to be a bit of a drive from where IKEA is. It's on the way for me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're right. Perfect. Yep.
Detour to IKEA to eat some meatballs, only to eat more meatballs.
Yeah, we got
to
see which ones are better.
And get some furniture while you're at it.
Okay, take it easy now. Let's not get crazy.
Actually, I've had the meatballs within the last year, and they were fantastic.
Which ones? IKEA?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Steve is throwing down the gauntlet.
I need to put some of those meatballs in my mouth and try them out.
And how?
Swedish meatballs.
Don't think that makes it better. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
Which is the largest of the Caribbean islands?
Club Med.
No.
San Juan.
No.
Orangutan?
No.
That's it.
I don't even know the answer, man.
It's still Cuba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I always forget that that's a Caribbean island. I always forget it is. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing going on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.